on a weekday. It's not our usual time. This is a break from what we normally would be doing in the middle of an afternoon on Friday. When we usually meet, we meet to celebrate the Mass, to join in the liturgy of the Eucharist that makes present the body and blood of Jesus, whom we take within us to allow his divine nature to enter into our sinful bodies and pray that we are transformed to be more like Jesus. But today is different. So the question could be asked of you, whom are you looking for? There were many groups of people present that day in Jerusalem. There were those who were actively involved and those who were merely bystanders and onlookers. If you were there, ask yourself, which one of them would you be? And by answering that question, it may provide for you insight into what brings you here today, and better equipped to answer the question, whom are you looking for? Perhaps you were like one of the soldiers who were there because of their duty. Perhaps they have done this before. This one, however, is somewhat different from the others, and they have no vested interest in the who or why, and they just go about their duty. Perhaps you feel it's an obligation of your Catholic identity. It is something you are expected to do, a part of the Holy Week events that you do every year. Or perhaps you are a member of the crowd in the street and are getting caught up and swept along with the group. For some reason, this execution has drawn a lot more attention. There are many more people than usual, and not everyone is aware of the reason for the added excitement. You may have heard Jesus' name, but you don't really know him. Perhaps you were brought here by someone else who is sharing their faith with you. Perhaps you are searching and want to know more. So you come here looking and wondering about this Jesus. Perhaps you are like Joseph of Arimathea or Nicodemus, who secretly were followers of Christ, but were not courageous enough to announce that in public. Or even like most of the disciples who were nowhere around after Jesus was arrested. You may feel comfortable when you are within your community, but you don't share your faith outside of church. You are a quiet disciple, a believer for sure, but no one else knows it. Or maybe like Peter, who had the courage initially to follow, but when pressed, deny that Jesus was part of his life. Maybe you feel like the good thief, aware of his own sinfulness, guilty of his crimes, and receiving his just punishment. In a final plea, he asks Jesus to remember him when he comes into his kingdom. We are all sinners, and any just judge would find us guilty and demand restitution. However, we, like the good thief, are seeking mercy and forgiveness. Or maybe you are like the women of Jerusalem, who accompanied Jesus' mother Mary to the foot of the cross. Or perhaps you are like John, the faithful disciple. They can't understand why this is all happening. They can't fathom the depth of the pain Jesus must have endured. Because of their love for Jesus, every blow he received sends an intense pain also through you. They disregarded their own safety to be with the one they love, to be with the one who loved them unconditionally. You are accompanied by others who console you because that is what we do when we are hurting and we need support. We receive that support from Jesus and from his mother and from others. We recognize the limits of our own humanity, and it scares us. Even normal trials of life feel threatening, and they frighten us. But with the support of others, it eases the pain and helps us endure. Each one of us has come for our own reasons, And one way or another, we are in search of the one who heals, the one who forgives, the compassionate one. We have come as part of our journey, accompanying those who were on the street that day in Jerusalem. Perhaps the mercy given to the good thief will be given to us. Perhaps the courage of Joseph, Arimathea, and Nicodemus and the disciples that they gained at the end will come to you, and you too will be strengthened. Perhaps you will feel the comfort Jesus gave to his mother as he put her in the arms of his beloved disciple, and as he put all of us into the comfort of her arms. Perhaps you will have a conversion of heart and no longer feel as though you are just being swept up and pulled along. You are no longer a passive observer, but an active participant. The water and blood that flowed out of Jesus as a soldier pierced his side now is poured out for you, and you will never be the same. As you come forward in a little while to venerate the cross, lay your cross down alongside his, and see upon his cross the one whom you are looking for, the one who offers love, strength, courage, mercy, and forgiveness. And let your love for Jesus shine through, because we adore you, O Christ, and we praise you. For by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world.